the low growth environment has been negative for small cap stocks, with the index losing close to 23% year to date. And it doesn't seem like things will get better anytime soon, as the coronavirus fueled lockdown added extra pressure to the already strained economy. So with that in play, will this sector survive the current storm? Avinash Kalkaprasad from Nedbank CIB joins us now with his take. Avinash, so perhaps how have small caps performed over their short and long term? Put it in perspective for us.
Yeah, hi Gary. Thanks very much for having me on. So first, let's start with the definition of the small cap index in South Africa. So these are any companies outside the top 100 companies in terms of market cap on the JSE All Share. So that's around 60 companies in total and representing a variety of sectors. So interestingly, over the past 16 years, so going back to 2005, the JSE Small Cap Index has actually outperformed the JSE Top 40 in 10 of those 16 years. So the majority of the time, small caps have actually beaten large caps. However, we all have a little bit of recency bias built in. So we're more likely to remember the past 4 years that have been extremely tough for small caps. So in each of these years, the top 40 has outperformed the small cap index. And if we go even more recent, as you mentioned a little bit earlier, the JSE small cap index is down 23%. Now, this compares to the top 40, which is just down 4% over the year. So you can see that underperformance of the small cap index has continued this year.
So why this underperformance recently?
So two factors probably worth highlighting. Firstly, from a structural flow perspective, there has been a shift to passive investing over active investing. So the very nature of passive investing means that money follows money and therefore tends to congregate in the larger caps. So this obviously pushes up the price of large caps. Secondly, from a fundamental perspective, if we look at the stocks that are sitting in the small cap index, the majority of these stocks generate the bulk of their revenue from South Africa. And we all know that it's been quite a tough macro environment in South Africa. Our economists are forecasting GDP to go backwards by about 7% for 2020, with risks firmly to the downside. And we expect more than 1 million jobs to be lost this year. Now, if there are less consumers in South Africa and those consumers have less money, it's obviously very tough for companies to generate earnings. And if you compare that exposure of the small cap index to South Africa and we compare that to the top 40 index, we see that the top 40 index is dominated by stocks that have larger exposure to economies that are growing faster than South Africa. So the top 40 premium valuations and relatively strong price performances, it just reflects this investor preferences for companies with offshore exposure.
Avinash, what have been the sectors that have contributed to this underperformance?
So travel and leisure has been the main one. I think it's quite easy to get blinded by the incredible moves we've seen this week in some of the hospitality names. I mean, Sogo is up 160% this week alone. Sun International is up almost 90%. But we have to contextualize this and remember that this bounces from a very low starting point. So these stocks are still down between 55 and 60% year to date. Comair, another one that relies largely on travel, they went into business rescue a few weeks ago, just highlighting the extreme pressure that's being faced in that industry. So I think the common thing
here is that
earnings of these companies are already under significant pressure because of the weak South African economy and the constrained consumer spending that we've seen. But COVID's come in, and it's really exacerbated the situation. So revenues have gone backwards at an alarming rate, and costs just can't be cut fast enough. So a lot of these companies have high fixed costs, and when you combine that with significantly less revenue, it's easy to understand why cash flows have come under big pressure. And I think what's also playing on investors' mind is the uncertainty of what the future looks like. So in the short term, when are we going to be comfortable enough to travel again? Is it when a vaccine's released? I mean, that could be a year away. So the question is, do these companies have enough of a cash buffer to get that through that period? And then thinking more longer term, I mean, business travel is a sector we see a lot of risk to. As we become more and more comfortable with remote meetings, the need to hop on a plane becomes increasingly less necessary. So again, the forecast risk remains relatively high on these companies.
We're going to have to leave it there. Avinash Kalkaprasad from Nedbank CIB, thanks very much for joining us. I'll be back in a short bit with your international news update.